asks us to bring peace to Arrakis. House Atreides accepts!
In the new movie Dune, now in theaters and streaming on HBO Max, Canadian director Denis Villeneuve brings author Frank Herbert's sci-fi epic to life. Dune's complex story revolves around two warring forces battling for control of the desert planet of Arrakis. In the sand lies a powerful substance called spice. It enables starship navigators to bend space and time during interstellar travel, making it the most valuable substance in the universe. The evil Harkonnens have controlled Dune for 80 years, but now, by order of the Emperor, they've been replaced by the noble House of Atreides. Duke Leto Atreides knows he's walking into a trap, so he's prepared his son, Paul, to take over, just in case. Soon, the Harkonnens attack. It seems that the House of Atreides has been obliterated, but little does the wicked Baron Harkonnen know that Paul and his mother, Jessica, have made contact with a fierce, faith-driven indigenous people known as the Fremen. They've been awaiting a prophesied messiah to liberate them, and Paul just might be their deliverer.
You inherit too much power. You have proven you can rule yourself. Now you must learn to rule others. Something none of your ancestors learned.
My father rules an entire planet.
He's losing it.
Dune tells the first half of this iconic story. It features grim battles and many deaths. It's a heroic tale of good versus evil, but some of the ways that evil shows up here can feel really dark. So we're giving Dune a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.